So it is our sins that he's carrying. It is our curse that he bore. It is our sorrow that afflicted him. He carried that depression that you feel at night when you're thinking that no one knows. You feel all alone, but you feel like the whole room is getting dark. Jesus carried that. He who knew no sin will be made sin with our sin. Not just carry our sins, be made sin at the cross. That's the love that he has for us.
Have you ever struggled with mind games you can't shake off? Or felt troubled and weighed down by life's challenges? In today's message, Joseph Prince shares God's solution for experiencing peace in your mind and victory over every defeat. If you are struggling with thoughts of failure or hopelessness, we want to encourage you with Joseph's book, Spiritual Warfare, and his classic series, The Battle for Your Mind. Learn how you can live free from anxiety and worry and experience breakthroughs in every area of life. Request these resources for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website today. And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
When the Bible says, arise, shine, that means the world is in a bad state. And it's telling the church in Isaiah, arise in Hebrew, kumi, kumi uri. Uri is shine. Rise and shine. That means what? Rise from what? There must be a low level, you know, that we have fallen into, and it is a time of darkness. The next verse says, for darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you and his glory will be seen upon you. Amen? So you all know, right? I've shared before that when things are really dark and there's a spark of light, I don't care how dark it is, the darker the better. You can see the light in a clearer way than if you see on a day, during the daytime. But because of the darkness, you can see the light. It's been a few weeks, the Lord put this on my heart. And then about people suffering this darkness that Isaiah talks about. It's going to happen the last days. Darkness covers the people. It is not physical, the kind of physical darkness. It is depression, gloom. The world gets the dark. But it is, you know, people who describe themselves as having depression, it's like the world becomes dark. It's like they step into a room, it's a bright room, but all of a sudden the room becomes, it's like nighttime. That's how they describe it. They're suffering from depression. We say, Pastor Prince, this is not relevant to me. I don't suffer from depression. Listen, all of us, at certain times in our life, experience a certain measure of depression. Why? If you're a believer, you're under attack. That's why we need to put on the armor of God and the helmet of salvation. If you don't watch it, this depression can become what Isaiah says, gross darkness covers the people. Gross means heavy. Heavy, almost to the point that you can feel it. And this is bad because I tell you what's going to happen. I believe there's a revelation here from the Lord. And I can prove to you from the Bible that depression, negativities and pessimism and worries and anxieties that formulate themselves into a state of depression, regardless of whether you're on medication or not, don't matter. It's deadly. And until we see it's deadly, we'll not try to do anything about it. All right? Medication deals with the symptoms usually, but doesn't deal with the root. If you are on medication, please continue. Okay, listen to your doctor. But understand, the problem is spiritual and it's in the Bible. Amen. The people who are depressed, even ministers get depressed. They can shut themselves in the room and all kinds of movies are playing in their mind that's just negative, always negative. Amen? What is happening? Well, it's dangerous because long before the devil tried to produce a disease or sickness in your life, you know what he does? He produces depression, sorrow of the world. It's called sorrow of the world. In 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, it says, Godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation. Now, Paul is writing to Christians, Corinthians. So this salvation here is not salvation from hell. He's not telling them to be safe. Don't forget, the word salvation is an all-inclusive word. It's not just salvation from hell, all right, being saved from eternal punishment, all right, saved from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. It's also a word they use for healing. For example, when Jesus healed someone, he said, your faith has saved you. That woman, the issue of blood, remember? Look at the word save. It's from the word salvation, sozo. Amen? Many a times the healings that happen in New Testament is physical healing, but the word salvation or sozo, the verb form is used. So he's telling you godly sorrow actually leads you to wholeness, leads you to peace of mind. So it's a godly sorrow that produces that change of mind. But sorrow of the world produces death. You see that? So the Bible says produces death. You better take it seriously. Sorrow of the world works death. This is serious business. But then Jesus at the cross, Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Now, this is interesting. King James Version says he carried our griefs. I got to bring this to a close already, all right? Because I'm just starting. You want some more, you keep on coming. Amen? Surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Can you see that? Can you see that? Yeah. King James Version, New King James, many translations actually say griefs and sorrows. But actually, in the Hebrew, the word there should be koli, for griefs, sorrows, makof. And listen, koli can be used for griefs. But most of the time, like 12 times, koli is used for sicknesses. 5 times for diseases, only 4 times for griefs. So you see the emphasis, right? And then the word makov, carried our sorrows. Makov is sorrow. And again, most of the time, the word is used for diseases. Is there sorrow? Yes, there's sorrow. But how do you know then that Jesus carried our diseases and our pains? First of all, I'll show you Young's translation. Young's the Hebrew scholar. Young says, surely our sicknesses he has borne and our pains he has carried them. So you see, it's not our sorrows. It is actually our pains and our disease. And if that is not enough, Bible interpret Bible. In the New Testament, in reference to this, it says that Jesus went around, show them the context first. It's referring to Jesus casting out demons, verse 16. They brought to him many who were demon-possessed. He cast out the spirits with a word, heal all who were sick. Heal all people who were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Amen. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So this is in Greek, very clear. The context, if not, the context tells you it's not sorrows. It's referring to he carried our diseases. Because when he went around healing all who were sick, it's like paying through like Visa. He has not yet died. But whenever someone gets healed and they go away, Jesus says, like to the Father, put that on my tab. He will pay for it at the cross. Amen? So the context is very clear. But what it tells me is this, the Hebrew word for koli and makov is also grief and sorrow, and therefore it is in the disease. Could it be the very thing, since it's the etymology is there, that is also the root of disease, grief and sorrow? It should not be prolonged in your life. And that's why the Lord says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. You see, if I say the joy of the Lord is my strength, listen, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That means the joy of the Lord. The Lord has joy. You know, I don't believe in this Jesus that walks around with a face so morose. Peace, be still. Why is it you don't have faith? Bring him to me. Then on the night in the upper room, these things I say to you, that my joy, Bartholomew, my joy, Thomas, might remain in you. And Thomas says, I doubt so. You know? So, You won't. No, he came to them and says, guys, in the world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I believe he did it with a smile. And these things I say to you, sorrow has filled your heart, but listen, these things I say to you that my joy might be in you. And that your joy might be full. I believe they had so much joy, these disciples with Jesus. So it's the joy, it's his joy, the joy of the Lord that is my strength. Amen. It is not my joy. Can I have a good amen? Apostle Prince, I remember years ago, I was preaching in a youth group in a school somewhere in Singapore. And I was preaching about Jesus and how joyful, you know, the Lord is. And a young man stood up while I was preaching. Pastor Prince, I would have you know, he was trying to impress me about his Bible knowledge. Pastor Prince, I would have you know that the Bible says, it's a man of sorrows, Isaiah 53, you know, verse 3, right? A man of sorrows, he is despised and rejected by man. See, a man of sorrows. But I just read verse 4 for you. The context there is referring to the cross, referring to his suffering, his passion. So I told this young man, yeah, where do you find that verse? It's in the Bible. I said, no. Which part of the Bible? He says, somewhere in the Bible. I said, I'll quote to you, okay? Isaiah 53, a man of sorrows. The only time he's called a man of sorrows is when he carried our sins and went through it. He's always joyful. In fact, I'm going to quote to you right now, Hebrews chapter 1. All right? It says, and unto the Son, I'm quoting word for word, and unto the Son, the Father says, okay? Unto the Son, he says, thy throne, O God. See, the Father God calls the Son God. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Can you imagine that? He's anointed with the oil of gladness above his fellows. Amen. Amen. We need this anointing, this oil of gladness upon our young generation, upon our people, because they're under special attack with depression. If all kinds of young people are taking their lives all over the world and they're increasing. They're even doing it in Singapore. We need to reach out with joy. You might think that they are happy because when you see them in the group, they are joking and all that. But that Proverbs says there's a kind of joke that is a laughter that is empty. Yeah. Deep down, they're not happy. Amen? So if Jesus is anointed with the oil of gladness above his fellows, have you seen Pastor Mark? He can stand down here and laugh for hours, you know. Right? If he's anointed the oil of gladness above all his fellows, referring to all the believers, all his disciples, all that, he's the most joyful one. No one says that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Yours is still not full. I want it to be full. Amen? The only time the Bible tells us that he ever said, I'm so sorrowful, was in the garden when the passion started. Right? He says in Matthew 22, 26, then he said to them, his disciples, my soul, I believe he said it, my soul, probably had tears, is exceeding sorrowful. Because why? The sorrow of the world is now coming on him. He's going to carry it. It's exceeding sorrowful, even to death. Imagine the Lord saying, it's a sorrow that leads to death. It's not his. He will never talk like that. He said, just in the upper room, just a few hours before this, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was in the upper room. He says that my joy might remain in you. Something happened. He's no longer Jesus, the King, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, right? That watch over his, now he's becoming Jesus, the Lamb of God. The shepherd has become the lamb. So it is our sins that he's carrying. It is our curse that he bore. It is our sorrow that afflicted him. He carried that depression that you feel at night when you think that no one knows. You feel all alone, but you feel like the whole room is getting dark. Jesus carried that. He carried your exceeding sorrowful, that feeling like killing yourself, even unto death. He carried it, even unto death. Now, Jesus did not contemplate suicide. No. But he carried that, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed. See, in the garden, "Oh, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." No wonder the Father loves the Son. Amen. He's a Son whom the Father is well pleased. You say, I don't understand, Pastor. He's Jesus. He can handle all these things. Let me tell you something, okay? You have never been where he was. Can you imagine the Son of God? His nature is holy. All right? He's full of grace. And that's why his holiness is not like, I stand here, okay? I'm too holy for you to come near or to touch. No. His holiness has sinners around him. Amen? Yet he never was defiled by them. They were touched by him. Amen? Into wholeness, into holiness. But here, Jesus took our sorrows. He felt the pain of it, the weight of it. But especially if you are Jesus, we can't imagine, because all of us, our minds are defiled, dirty, and we think it's natural. For the Son of God, he never experienced sin one time. The very thought of sin, he shudders. It's not in his nature. But to think that just the contemplation that in a few hours he'll be on the cross, and he who knew no sin will be made sin with our sin. Not just carry our sins, be made sin at the cross. That thought is like a holy shock reverberated through his body, his whole being. It's like, almost like he take the cup that symbolized all the judgment and the condemnation, all our uncleanness and all that. He pushed it aside. "Father, it's possible. Take this cup from me." In the book of Hebrews, he cried with strong crying, because you should know the nature of our Lord Jesus. But he saw you. 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 He saw me. And if, "Father, if it's not possible, there's no other way. Not my will, but your will be done." And he drank it to this very dregs. Amen. That's the love that he has for us. So he bore it in his own being. Do you know that this is the reason why the Old Testament people were freed from depression and all that? You all know the story, right? You heard in the camp recently also, for those of you who were at camp, about the deliverance of the evil spirit through worship, right? But if you look at the word of the evil spirit coming on King Saul, by the way, they say the evil spirit from God. That's an expression in Hebraism. Okay, listen carefully. In Hebraism, they say even bad things from God because they show God as sovereign, but not the one initiating it, but allowing it to happen because of man's sin. Okay? That is always Hebraism when they say it's from God. It's not from God. Okay? It's from the devil. But God allowed it. So they see God as sovereign. Okay? That's how the people, the Semitic people speak. One day I'll teach on this. How when the Bible says the Lord will cause this pestilence, how Young's taught it also. Okay? No, but watch this first. This First Samuel, it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. So it's anointing on David's playing. David was a worshiper. Do you see that? But this word evil spirit in Hebrew is ra, but ra is an all-inclusive word. It can mean a lot of things. They're all evil. They're all dark. They're all negative. But Young's, who is an exceptional Hebrew scholar, in Young's literal translation, he says, it has come to pass in the spirit of sadness from God being on Saul, that David took his harp, played his hand, Saul has refreshment and gladness, and the spirit of sadness has turned aside from off him. He calls it a spirit of sadness. Came to Saul. He was melancholic. He was depressed. Amen. And that's why the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yeah. And I'll close with this. Listen, I'll close with this. In the New Testament, Peter says, Pastor, I heard you preach on this before. Did you? I thought there are some things I preached for the first time. You must have heard from the Holy Spirit. Make you happy, yeah? Amen? But you say, Pastor, why do you repeat some things sometimes? You're about to hear whether your pastor is a New Testament preacher or not. All right? Philippians 3:1. Paul, the greatest apostle, I believe, that ever lived. He says, my brethren, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. You had joy before. Now, you know it's right? Refill my glass means what? It was once filled. Rejoice means what? You always rejoice. Always get yourself full of the joy of the Lord. It's safe. If sorrow can produce disease, joy can produce healing. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a true story of a guy who was diagnosed with cancer, and he shut himself in a hotel room, all right, for about a few months, and just watched the Three Stooges, and back then they had all these funny, you know, and just watched that kind of video for a long, and let's laugh and laugh and laugh, and came out healed. And that's in the natural, you know. Huh? A cheerful heart makes a glad countenance. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. With no side effects. Huh? Amen. But what do you say? For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Joseph Prince says, for me to preach the same things to you is not tedious. But for you, it is safe. You need to hear it again and again and again and again. But let's ask this question before we close. Why is it safe? What is safe? Another translation says, it's a safeguard to you when you rejoice in the Lord. And you know something? This is so important to me. I'll keep on telling you again and again. Peter, why are you telling us this? You got no other sermon, is it? Why you tell us this? Why are you telling us this? Another translation says, for me to say the same thing is not troublesome. For you, it is a safeguard. What save us from what? I'll leave that with you. But there's safety there. There is safety there when you rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Put a smile. Amen. You have every reason to be happy.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. In Joseph's book, Spiritual Warfare, discover a simple yet powerful biblical solution to overcoming crippling, oppressive thoughts that may be holding you back from all that God has for you. Receive your copy when you make a gift of any amount to the ministry in support of our broadcast and outreach initiatives. Request now and we'll also include Joseph's classic 2-CD audio series, The Battle for Your Mind, to fortify and strengthen you in the midst of your challenges. And for a gift of $75 or more, we will also send you an additional teaching series in Joseph's book, No More Mind Games. Find practical keys to help you break free from anxiety and despair and learn truths that will impart strength and hope to you. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to request your copy today. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
This coming week, Father, we pray in Jesus' name, let us become a people, Lord, that is not like the people of Israel, murmuring in the wilderness, Lord. We pray, Father, that you'll keep our eyes on the blessings and all the goodness you have done in our lives, Lord. You have done so much for us. Please give us a greater capacity to say thank you, especially at the end of the day. To notice, Lord, those moments that you protect us from a clear danger and we didn't even realize it. Those moments when cancer was knocking on the door of our lives and then you said, no entrance here. And he left and we didn't know about it. We only thank you for what we know, Lord. And even that is limited. We forget so many times. But we thank you now, Father. Yes. And we pray that this coming week, Lord, you give us a life, a heart full of thanksgiving. Amen. And in the name of Jesus, I take authority right now over every person having a spirit of depression under the sound of my voice. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, be free. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. You've done it. And whom the Son sets free is freed indeed. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you again. Love you all. Put a smile on your face, okay? And give a smile to someone who is depressed out there. God bless you.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
I want to take a moment to thank a very special group of people, Grace Legacy Builders. You know who you are. You're the ones who make this possible. Because of your generosity, lives are changed, bondages broken, and families set free from decades of wrong belief. Every praise report we receive, and we get many every day, is a testimony of God's grace and a testament of your faithful support of our ministry. Thank you for making a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you greatly.
Be a Grace Legacy Builder today. Your giving powers our ability to keep sending the gospel of grace to the world. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to start building.
Have a prayer need? Try our special digital prayer experience today. You can access it anytime, anywhere, from your computer or mobile phone. Many across America have shared how blessed they have been by this prayer experience. We're also giving away free digital resources to encourage you in your time of need. Let us stand in faith with you. Visit josephprince.org/prayer today.
Introducing Grace Academy.
Welcome to Grace Academy. Grace Academy has been on my heart for a long time. If you've ever had questions about how to walk in grace or what it means to live by grace, this is the place where you'll find answers on how to live a life that's anchored on our Lord Jesus.
Featuring brand new content from Joseph Prince, Grace Academy is a digital pastoring experience designed to help you through some of life's toughest moments. Participate in activities that will help you apply the Word of God to your daily life. Discover resources that will help deepen your understanding of the Lord's love and heart for you.
I pray these resources will inspire and equip you to live confidently every day. Enjoy and be blessed.
Get free access today. Text GA to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/GA.
Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.